listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Residents are urged to take action now as heavy rainfall could lead to flash flooding across parts of the Midwest. A severe thunderstorm warning is in place due to a middle-level trough over the Central West District. It could impact places like Durian Bay. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. A $165 million boost to WA's outdoor tourism sector. The state government funding set to include nearly $40 million worth of projects for Durian Bay, Kalbarri and Kangaroo Point. Tourism Minister Rita Safiotti hopes it'll encourage people to visit regional areas.
We believe there's a huge capacity to improve the infrastructure we have around the state to make sure not only Western Australians choosing Western Australia to travel, but also attracting tourists from overseas and interstate.
More than $8 million in funding is set to help support farmers impacted by drought. The Agriculture Minister announcing the funding package based on the information of the Dry Season Task Force. The funding covering things like hardship grants, water infrastructure, mental health support and donations to rural assistance charities. A spike in motorcycle fatalities in WA has prompted fresh calls to keep safety front of mind. 20 riders have died on our roads this year compared to a total 16 in 2023. Road Safety Commission's Charles Haynes says the deaths are largely in our regions.
60% of the fatalities have been in the regions and 40% have been in the metro area. Generally, the fatalities that happen in the regions are single vehicle accidents.
In sport, La Fiamma continue its unbeaten run into round four of the Belt Up Amateur League. The Geraldton Reds sharing the points with Northern City after drawing nil-all at the weekend. They're set to travel to take on Perth Royals on May 12th. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.